Hey, welcome to Garden Fork Radio. Thanks for downloading the show. My name is Eric. I'm your host. I have this podcast and a YouTube channel. It's all about eclectic DIY. It's fixing stuff or building stuff or cooking stuff. And me and my friends talk about what we think are interesting, and I hope that you will find it interesting as well. Today, I'm here with the executive producer and longtime friend of Garden Fork Radio, Jimmy. Welcome, Jimmy.
Hey, welcome. I love that intro music. I tell you what, every time I hear that, I can't wait to see what's in store. And this time it's me.
Yay.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm great. It's I got a big smile on my face because we don't talk often enough. We text a lot with your great knowledge and influence on the podcast, but we don't talk as much as we should.
No, and it's still funny because when I hear your voice, I still get starstruck.
Well, I'm starstruck today because you sent me a text of you standing next to what looked like an aluminum UFO. And I'm like, what's that? And you said, it's my new jet boat. And then you sent me a link to a YouTube channel, and I went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, you might have to brush up on your welding skills if you want to put one. You can buy a kit and put it together, but it all just got more overwhelming. I've been wanting one of these things for like 4-5 years. I just saw a video one time, this guy named Thomas Hewitt, and he's in New Zealand, and I think that's where they kind of started. And if you just Google or go on YouTube and put in jet boat New Zealand or mini jet boat, you'll see them. And they do look like UFOs. It's funny, or you know, some people say it looks like James Bond's boat.
Yes, yes. So let's just dial back for a minute. And what is a jet boat?
Well, I'm sure everyone knows what a jet ski is. Mm-hmm. And this is a tiny little 2-seat, even though I've seen them now, they're making them 4-seat. And they even make them that are 50 feet long, where they take people up giant rivers on excursions and whatnot. But this thing is 11 feet long. It has 2 seats, and it has the engine out of a jet ski sitting right behind you. Instead of riding over top of it, it's in the back. And so it sucks water up from underneath of the boat and shoots it out the back. That's what propels you. And you can buy this kit and weld all these flat pieces together, bend it, weld it, and then you put a jet ski engine in it. There's a whole lot of complicated stuff involved with it, but that's essentially it. It weighs less than a jet ski. It looks much bigger, but it weighs less because it's not all fiberglass.
Well, the video you sent me, I was like, holy cow. It was two guys in a jet ski with what looked like a GoPro. And the one guy is driving and steering. The other guy is holding on with a rope.
Yes. And I didn't like the rope idea.
And they're skimming over the water and able to fly across really shallow. They looked like they were in a river, really shallow parts of a river, to the point that the bottom was scraping.
Yeah, so the bottom is covered. I mean, this is something that you can add. If you're just going to get one and put it in a lake, I mean, you're kind of an idiot, because if there's one other boat on the lake, this thing is going to just beat you to death, because it's not really meant to take any kind of sideward wave action and stuff. I mean, yep. If you want to go hit some stuff, you can jump over a big wake. Absolutely. But it's not meant to be out there with a bunch of other boats. It's semi-flat bottom with like a V hull front. It sort of goes from a V to a flat bottom. And it's got a little swim deck on the back where you can climb in and out. And it's real basic. Essentially what you do is you take a jet ski and you just tear everything out of it. The engine, all of the electronics, the steering cables, the gas tank, the muffler, which actually water runs through. Just take everything out of the jet ski. I paid my jet ski mechanic guy $100, and he just tore everything out of it, put it all in my back of my wife's little Subaru, and then I drove it up to this guy in Ohio, David at River Rat Jet Boats, and he helped me put the whole thing together. So it was kind of a one-stop deal. I knew that me and my dad could weld the thing together, but then I'm not going to be able to tear the jet ski apart. Well, I could tear anything apart.
Right.
I wasn't going to be able to put it in here. Yeah, there's like the intake part where it sucks up out and goes into the engine. You can't take that out of the jet ski. You have to, that has like, it's specialized. So depending on what motor you have, if it's a two-stroke or a four-stroke, or they even have four-stroke supercharged Rotaxes out of some of these big, you know, Polaris ones are 300 and 320 horsepower, just
oh, wow.
Insane. People put like 20 or 40 gallon gas tanks in them so that they can go long ways. But the way I went with mine, it's from a 1998 Kawasaki 1100 STX, which was like the Cadillac of jet skis in 1998. They made a smaller version with the same engine, which was faster, but this is the big one that you could put three people on. But I just pretty much bought it for the engine and had that was it. I got it for like $800 with a trailer that would hold two jet skis.
Oh, wow.
So I paid this guy, my boat mechanic, you know, hundreds of dollars to rebuild the engine and just kind of refresh it because, you know, it was 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And then he kept the shell and he's using parts of that, and he says he might turn it back into one because he's got all these other parts. But it was a fun process. I bought that jet ski in the summer of 2019 and rode the jet ski around, you know, that summer, and made sure that the engine was all going right and got everything ironed out. And I learned a lot about two-stroke motors.
Because the Kawasaki you had is a two-stroke.
It is.
So for everyone listening, a two-stroke engine will burn a gas-oil mixture, and four-stroke burns just gas. Four-stroke engines are like your car is a four-stroke engine, and two-stroke is like a chainsaw engine.
Weed eater, motorcycle. Yeah, so older, you know, dirt motorcycles. Everything is really lately going to four-strokes because – number one, they're cleaner, but they tend to have to be a little bigger.
Yep.
And a little heavier, and they're more expensive. But this motor was, when I was researching, I talked to all these different people that make the boats, like people at MiniJet and people at Jetstream Adventure Boats, the big people who really do them all up in Canada, and so what kind of jet ski should I be looking for? And they said either a Rotax or one of these Kawasaki's. So the Rotax, when they break bad and they're expensive and they're finicky. But he said this one here, this 1100 Kawasaki is just, it's small, it's light, it's simple, and they'll run forever. And I like the sound of all that, and they were cheap.
Yeah.
So these people who are building these ones with superchargers and all these gizmos and gadgets and huge gas tanks, if they get stuck, they're not going to be able to get behind it and slide this thing off of the rock they're stuck on.
Right.
So I just figured go small, light, nimble, you know, like Bruce Lee.
Do you shop on Amazon? I shop locally and also on Amazon and other online stores. If I need something very specific, like seat covers for the new used car we just bought, I will go online and sometimes use Amazon. And Garden Fork happens to have a dedicated shopping page on the Amazon site now, which is very cool. It is an affiliate linked page. We do get a finder's fee for anything that you buy when you start shopping from that page. But I list there interesting items that I think are worthy of the Garden Fork DIY person. It's amazon.com/shop/gardenfork. If you would start your Amazon shopping experience, no matter what you're looking for on Amazon, start it at Garden Fork and that would be great. It's amazon.com/shop/gardenfork. That's amazon.com/shop/gardenfork. So you brought all this up to the gentleman up in Ohio, and it took him like weeks or a couple of months to put it all together for you?
Yeah, it took about, because, you know, with Christmas, it took about 5 or 6 weeks. I got kind of lucky because when I was the first person after watching this video on YouTube, this guy, his channel's called Aqua Chigger, like the bug, C-H-I-G-G-E-R. And he just showed up with one day. He goes metal detecting and venturing and goes in caves. And he had a kayak that had a built-in motor that he would use to get all these places he wanted to go on these rivers in Maryland. And then one day he shows up with his jet boat. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's one of the boats I want. And he said he bought it from this guy in Ohio. And I was excited because it was so close to North Carolina. I said, I can drive up and talk to this guy. So I was the first person to email him, and then I got him on Instagram, and we were talking that night. And I got first in line, and it wasn't just a week later. He was booked up until March with orders. But I got super lucky because he had already built this boat, and it was built for the engine that I had. Because he already, as a matter of fact, he had two of those engines sitting in his shop, just like mine. They're like teal blue, you can't miss it. And he had built this boat for himself, and it was for this motor. And then he just decided all of a sudden he wanted to have a four stroke, but the boat wasn't built and designed for it. So he sold me the one that he built for himself. So I kind of thought, if you're building it for yourself, you know, you're probably doing a really good job because it's for you. So I got that boat, and then he's building his own. I'm watching him on Instagram as he goes through building his. But what was I was going to say earlier, you talked about how the boat can go in shallow water. You can run it through zero water. If there's like a huge sandbar or like a tree that's halfway submerged across the water, the whole bottom of it is covered in this half-inch thick UHMW plastic. And that stands for ultra high molecular weight. It's really dense. I mean, you can take a super sharp hunting knife and just jab into it and like pull backwards on it and just going to leave a tiny little scratch. And it's almost semi self-healing. So I've seen people that they jump them over a bank and into another body of water or they'll run it right up onto the bank in the snow. And go like 100 yards and bloop, back into another bit of water. So all that really had me excited for 5 years. I haven't done any of that yet. I've only had it on the lake because all the rivers been kind of swollen, and the places where you can go put them in are still muddy. They haven't went and got them ready for spring yet, but it might be the funnest thing I've ever owned.
So you sent me a little video or a picture of you with it on the lake, and there were two guys in a fishing boat, a John boat, and they looked a little concerned. Were they just curious about the boat, or they really didn't want the boat near them?
I think it was mostly curiosity. Where they were was right by the dock.
Oh,
so
okay.
They weren't going out, 100 yards from the dock and fishing. They're either on their way in or on their way out, but you know what, I didn't care. I just got a new toy, and I just went to ripping. That was the day that I got it, and the guy was out there showing me how to do everything. But I mean, it turns a lot of heads. I'd never seen one in person, and when it got back off the water and we're pulling it out, a whole crowd gathered around with questions, wanting to see what it was, how much are they, where'd you get this, what is this thing? they were like asking questions out of order, that they all wanted to see the engine. And even the guy that runs the marina came out there, and he's like, what is that thing? He's like, what propels that thing? And he said, you were throwing like a 30-foot rooster tail behind you. What's going on?
Wow.
So he's got adjustable trim.
Oh, wow.
So you can, it's just three positions, backs in the center where you're going to run it most of the time. But if you put the trim forward, it sort of dips the back end down.
Yep.
And it drags them. And it, I mean, you can go by and just sink someone in a canoe, which I plan on doing to my buddies on the river trip this year.
But I like canoes.
Oh, I have a canoe. I need two boats. I usually have two canoes, and I've got, you know, a trolling motor set up on my canoe, and that's what I've done for years. I love to go upriver because you can go by yourself.
Yep.
And then you come back down, there's your truck. Well, this thing here, you can go upriver, but you can get where you're going a little bit faster. And even if you see like a little side channel coming off the river, you can just, if you scout it a little bit, you can just go through. I mean, if you're sitting still, you can probably get away with being in like 6 inches of water.
Yeah.
But if you're just ripping, you can go through 3 inches of water.
Wow.
Because it sort of lifts itself up. And mine's got this built-in thing. The grate in the bottom, I don't know, it's about the size of like a tray from McDonald's that you get your food on. Maybe a few inches more narrow. Mm-hmm. And it's just these metal slats where it sucks the water up in. And the slats are there to keep from sucking up rocks and sticks and leaves and things. But if that gets clogged, the performance really drops off fast. So this has another set of grates that are located directly above those. And there's this little platform in the back with two little pipes that's spring loaded, and you step on that and it drives that top series of plates through the bottom ones. Like you put your fingers out facing each other and just sort of, you know, weave them up and down through. It just sort of cleans everything out. But what I've found out is if you don't turn the engine off, the suction won't let anything loose. So, yeah, I learned that. I got back into some leaves, this place at the end of the lake, and the whole bottom just got clogged, and it was freezing cold, and I was stuck in a sandbar. I had to take off my boots and my socks and roll my pants all the way up, and I finally got the thing off, but it wasn't running very good. It was just very sluggish, so it was just like blah, 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 blah. So I motored that way for 20, 25 minutes, which if the boat was running, I would have been able to go that far in about, I don't know, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
So that fouled the plugs because I took it out again a week later after I got the big gob of goo out from underneath of it. So I was jumping on the stomp grate, but I wasn't turning the engine off.
Uh-huh.
So it was sort of keeping everything stuck. So I'm trying to learn all this stuff before spring comes. So, yeah, the guy replaced the plugs, and he said, oh, yeah, they're fouled. They were just black because he said, were you idling it for a long time? And I said, about a half hour.
There you go.
Said, yeah, that'll do it.
So it's River Rat Jet Boats is the guy in Ohio.
That's it. Yeah, David. You can, if you look that up, I think he has a Facebook page. I don't use Facebook, but I know he has an Instagram, and you can contact him through that. Cool. Because you can buy a kit.
Yeah.
He has a license through Mini Jet, and they had this original design, and this new design is built different. The rear end is different. It's sort of, the back end has more flotation built into it, and the bottom of it has these things, I think they're called strafes, sort of like when you have a canoe that's got those rails on the bottom that help the boat track better.
Yes. It's called a skeg.
All right. So this has got those built into it, so it allows you to make a little bit more precise turns, and the boat just tracks better. So he was building these, the old style boats, but they didn't want to let him build the new ones. Well, they finally relented.
Yeah.
And now he pays them a certain amount of money for every one that he builds.
Yeah. It's a license. So, yeah.
A license. Yeah. And that's all aluminum that's cut on a CNC machine, bend, folded, and they'll ship them to you on a big pallet. You can weld it all together yourself. There's lots of YouTube videos you can watch, guys, going from the beginning to the end There's one guy, I think his YouTube channel is Local Host. It's weird, but he doesn't get a lot of views, but him and his buddies showing him unpacking the crate, you know, burning the crate up out in the yard and starting to weld on the thing. And, you know, not the best looking welds, but, welding aluminum takes an art.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. All right. So I'll link to all that. Cause I see the video here of Aqua Chigger with his jet boat. So I'll have to watch that. So
that's it. And well, he said during that thing, which got me super excited, that if you get a hold of David at River Rat and you end up buying a boat, which I had pretty much already decided, he said he'll send you two hats. And I just got my Aqua Chigger hats yesterday. I was so excited. I'm part of Chig's army.
Yeah, you're the head of the Garden Fork army, but you don't have a hat.
I do have. I've got two hoodies.
Yeah.
and I got a G Fork sticker on the back of my truck.
Yay.
Yeah. Never been asked about that. I think people are a little afraid. They ask more often. They ask about this this jug that I have on the back that has a huge magnet in it that I always have sitting on the side of the bed. It'll stay on there going like 70 miles an hour. People stop at a red light and they're like, you see them tapping on their glass or honking the horn or rolling down the window. And they're like, hey, man, you got that thing on there? I'm like, oh, thanks. Sometimes I'll even jump out and pull it off and like stick it right to the side of the truck. And they're like, oh, okay, you got me good. But it's, it's fun. It's a good little advertisement for my business.
Garden Fork Radio is produced by Garden Fork Media LLC in Brooklyn, New York. Executive producer, Jimmy Gutz. If you'd like to learn more about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes, you can visit hollowbooks.com. The music for our show is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com.